Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, welcome back to the Body Shepherd podcast. My name is Dan Krask. I'm your certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd. I'm super glad that you're listening to this particular episode because we need to have a tough talk about a big topic when it comes to food and in general nutrition guidance, and that is portions. So let's get into it. So if you're listening to this series in order, you'll have just listened to the episode about measuring your food, where I lay out a case and then application tips on how to measure your food, because it really is important that we know specifically how much you're eating so that we can see how that's directly impacting your training. It's always going to come down to energy in, energy out, no matter what your goal is, whether it's to lose body fat or gain muscle. You just have to have a sense of what's going on with your nutrition, because it's going to directly impact the goal that you're setting out to have with your fit lifestyle. So in that episode, I laid out a case that we need to measure your food, and I made it known that this is probably the number one thing that I get the most pushback on. And I just laid out some tips on how to go about practically doing that. So if you're listening to this in order, it might seem kind of odd that we're talking about right-sized portions, because I just said, hey, measure your food, period, right? Well, I understand I'm a realist, and I understand some people are not going to get on that train right away. So I wanted to have an episode just dedicated to the topic of right-sized portions and maybe some of those more baby steps that you can get into to start measuring your food. So when I was coming out of morbid obesity, I started off at around 325. I didn't have any clue on what I was doing. And as I've mentioned in some other episodes, I happened to pick up a book from an author named Bill Phillips, and the book was called Body for Life. And while I didn't follow the plan to a T, I didn't follow his supplement plan and his lifting plan specifically, Bill gave three really important things. He gave a chart for just general nutrition. He gave a cardio chart on how to approach cardio, and then some lifting tips. And I'll tell you, the food chart is really what stuck out to me in terms of like how to just begin approaching nutrition. And at the time, Bill was using a thing called the FIST method. And he said, here's what you do. Using my chart, it has three columns, a protein column, a vegetable column, and a starchy carbohydrate column. And he listed out about a dozen foods in each column. And he said, look at your FIST, and your portion for each item from one of those columns should be the size of your FIST. So make a FIST and get a portion of protein, vegetables, and a starchy carbohydrate. That's a meal. And I got to tell you, that really opened my eyes, because it gave me a framework to begin working with coming out of morbid obesity, because here I am, a very, very big man, and I didn't know where to even begin. I had to come to a point where I just had to admit that I didn't know what I was doing. I believe that is, by the way, the only way to get into shape is to just approach nutrition by saying, I don't know what I'm doing, and start looking for help that way. If you start with, oh yeah, I know what to do, I'm just not doing it, or okay, that's called laziness. And if that's the case, then stop being lazy and just go do what you're going to do. But for the vast majority of Americans, we really have no idea what we're doing when it comes to nutrition. That's a great place to start. You'll get the most progress if you start with humility at that level. So that's where I started. And this chart from Bill Phillips, it gave me a really great framework. So what did I do? I did exactly what he said to do. I took my FIST, and I said, okay, here's, a portion of ground beef, here's a portion of, sweet potatoes, and here's a portion of green beans. Boom, there's a meal. Maybe sometimes it was chicken and cauliflower or broccoli and some rice. You know what I mean? So he gave me a framework to really begin using for portion control. Since then, that idea of using your hand, it's actually been developed a little bit more. And there's some really good infographics out there. If you search on Instagram, for instance, and then you back it up with some good research, you'll find that The portion sizes of using your hand actually are pretty good most of the time as a framework to begin. Now, I wanted to state very clearly, openly, that getting you to use a food scale is the ultimate point of portion control, because then we have raw, hard data to work with. We can really see what you're using. But I get it. Some people are just not wired that way. You don't want to do it for whatever reasons. And so I've got to be a realist here. So the hand visual guide is actually really good. So if you make a fist and you look at the front of your closed fist, like kind of where all the between your knuckles in a like a four-finger row, that's going to be roughly the size of a half cup. All right. So if you need a cup of rice, you just make two portions that are around that size. Okay. If you clench your fist, that's about the size of one cup. And again, these are big generalizations. I am not saying that you can cook, like you can follow a recipe using these things. I'm just saying we're in the ballpark, all right? If you look at your fingertip, that's about one teaspoon. If you look at your thumb from base to tip, it's about two tablespoons, okay? So you want to keep your fingers in mind too. And then the size of your palm, like your open palm, it's about 3 to 4 ounces of a standard serving of protein. So like chicken or beef or something like that. Now, of course, you have density. You could make your palm size and then stack it real high. I get it. But we're just looking for a general framework here on how to begin with measuring your food. And you're carrying around two really good measuring devices. It's both your hands. So if you're not into measuring your food using a food scale, then use your fist. It's a great way to get started. I tell you, I used that method for a couple of years until I learned that food scales were getting cheaper and cheaper, and they've only gotten cheaper. The food scale that I use every single day, I bought in 2014 for $12 from Amazon, and I've checked, and it has not gone up in price. So there's no excuse for not using a food scale other than you're just intimidated by it. And I get that. That's fine. That's a totally legit excuse to not doing it. But I still believe that if you're going to get into a fit lifestyle, if you're going to get into training, then we have to know specifically what and how much you're eating. It's really just that simple. And that's it for today's episode. It's short and it's sweet. It's to the point. You just need to start measuring your food, as I mentioned in the last episode, and if you don't want to do that, then this is the way to get started, using your fist. As always, I want to say thank you to Kiki from Adapt and Overcome Fitness. They're on Instagram giving daily great fitness and journey insights, and they have some cool hashtags they use. Go give them a look, and while you're on Instagram, be sure to follow Body Shepherd. If you would like to become a Body Shepherd client or look into that, please shoot me a message. You can head on over to bodyshepherd.com. That's BodySHEPHERD. Shoot me a message. I'll be happy to talk to you about your goals, figure out what we can do together. As I end every email and correspondence that I have with all Body Shepherd clients, the only way forward, the only way we're going in all this is forward. Have a great day.